They're Terrified and Tipsy is brought to you by Slash and Cast.
Dracula.
One.
To suck your blood.
One.
Okay. Anyways.
Well, that's fine. Are you excited that we're in spooky season officially?
I am so excited.
This is our Halloween episode.
I'm so excited for Halloween.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. You're right. We do sing a different
song.
You know,
I want you.
Won't you? We do sing a different song every episode.
Every episode.
Something just triggers a song.
Everything needs a song.
I know. I like that in my real life too. Like, I just, something reminds me of a song and I sing it.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. At work.
Yeah.
Work. In the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Walking down the grocery store.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Something reminds me of a song and I sing to myself.
We're out loud.
Yeah. Whatever. It happens.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking some Riesling today.
Riesling.
I love me some Riesling.
It's nice and sweet.
Yeah. It's like a step above a Moscato in sweetness. Like
it's more mature.
It's like you could have Moscato as an adult and just order a Riesling.
It's lovely. I love it.
I do enjoy me a Riesling. So we are going to have a glass or several of those while we do our Halloween episode.
Or we may have had some before.
I mean,
who's to judge?
I mean, people know us. You know, we don't just stop at one glass.
No, so, we don't. We don't.
No, we go big. It's fine.
Go big or go home.
Especially when we talk about creepy things. Although, I don't think the episode we watched was that creepy. Okay.
Yes.
We watched Trick or Treat.
We did watch Trick or Treat.
Which was a Patreon pick, so that's fun.
Listen, I thought this was going to be I watched the trailer.
The trailer was creepy.
It was creepier than
shit. I was so scared of it.
Yes.
And then our friends from Talkin' Shiz on Instagram commented on the fun fact
from Friday.
And they were talking about, you know, watching the movie, and I was like, I'm kind of scared. What do I need to prepare myself for? And then they didn't seem to think it was like too scary. So I was like, I don't know if that means I'll think it is, but I get scared of everything. So I'm kind of a wimp, so I don't know.
No, but let me tell you, the trailer was a lot worse than the actual movie itself.
It was so bad. I was freaked out from the trailer. And I was like, I'm not going to be good with watching this
movie. I saw the trailer and I'm like, Stephanie's going to fucking be scared out of her fucking mind. There's a lot of fucks in there. Sorry, guys.
But it's accurate.
Yeah.
And then I watched it and I was like, okay, I can do this. This isn't bad at all. Like, I honestly didn't have any clammy hand moments. I didn't hide.
Because it wasn't scary.
Nothing happened. It had a lot of random funny moments in it.
There's definitely some levity there.
There was like random, like little bits of gory things, but not bad. It was just like, I think it was more meant to be kind of like a mind fuck than anything else.
Was it?
For the people in the situations? I don't know. But then there were so many things that happened that we'll get to that I was like, wait, what? Wait, is someone just taking off their skin now? Wait, what? Like, we'll have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say about werewolves.
I just, that entire, okay, we'll get there. Because that entire thing, I'm like, what in the actual fuck is that? Whatever. Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was entertaining at least.
It was very entertaining.
It was a true Halloween movie. It took place on Halloween.
Yeah.
So it was a good spooky season movie.
I think so. With Halloween coming up, I mean, this is great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I literally said to Dustin today, I'm like, I have a feeling Courtney hates this movie.
Oh, no, that's accurate.
Yeah. I knew you were going to hate it.
But
I tolerated it, I was like, oh, she's going to fucking hate it.
Yeah. No, I did. But after I realized that it wasn't a scary movie,
mm-hmm.
I accepted it for what it was.
Sure.
And it was,
which was entertaining.
It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of different storylines that were kind of like thrown together.
And then there were parts of the movie where they kind of like, where they showed how they were intertwined.
Yeah. Because
there were like random things that would happen in one story that didn't fully make sense. And then like later on, you would see like the missing pieces of that from somebody else's story. So that, I like stuff like movies like that where they had kind of overlapping things. But yeah, it was fine. It was entertaining. I was very relieved by it.
It's a good Halloween movie though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching Hocus Pocus. God, I love Hocus Pocus. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love it, love it, love it. Maybe we should do that one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Fine. I'm in.
I mean.
All day.
I haven't watched it twice already this season.
I put a spell on you. And now you're mine.
I have it recorded. Uh-huh. And I've watched it several times.
Good for you.
I do it every year. Mm-hmm. And then I delete it, you know, in November-ish. Yeah. After I've worn it out. And then I record it again. Mm. What's the channel that it's on? Freeform.
Oh, okay.
Where they have a bunch of those scary Halloween or kids Halloween movies. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I decided that my Halloween movie this year, like the, not the scary ones, but the ones that I watch, I decided I want to do Rocky Horror Picture Show this year.
Oh.
I like that movie a lot. I haven't seen it in such a long time. Yeah. My husband's never seen it. And I'm like, we're watching Rocky Horror
Picture
Show.
He's never seen it?
No.
You've got to go see it in the theater where you bring toast and you bring cards
everybody's
and
all
water
dressed
guns
up
and toilet paper.
Dancing in aisles. I know
you got to bring your bag of shit. Mm-hmm. It's great.
I know it.
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time.
My dad said when that movie came out, he saw it in the theaters and he said it was a fucking trip. Because like everybody is like there and they're dancing and shit's being thrown all over the place. And it's like, it's a free for all. He said it was so much fun.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
So that's going to be my Halloween movie this year.
Okay.
Of course, it's not a scary one, of course. But I'm like, we're watching Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's just like a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know a lot of the songs. You know, like a good song. It's fine. It'll be fun.
It'll be great.
Before we hop in, couple reminders, of course.
Yes.
We're not going to stop reminding you. You could be like, guys, stop. I mean, you could probably just fast forward this part if you want to, but we're not going to stop talking about it.
But why would you do that? So you would stop hearing our voices.
I know. And then you'd also run the risk of like pressing the fast forward 15 second things too many times and hopping too far ahead.
Oh my God. Then what'd you do?
Just let us get through it.
Just stick with us.
Obviously, tipsypod.com. Everything you need to know about our podcast is on there. It's always updated. Our most recent episodes are up there.
Yes.
Our Patreon is up there.
Yes.
Our Patreon? I'm so glad you asked. There's three different tiers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that my cue?
No, it was our listeners. They were like, Patreon, tell us more. And I said, fine, I'll do it. Here I go.
Wow, you can hear them from all the way over here?
I mean, if the people are demanding it, I'm going to tell them about it.
They're yelling in my microphone or my earphones.
Tell us more.
Oh.
Tell us more. Okay. Three different tiers. You pick the one that works best for you. Guys, listen up. Pick the one best for you, right? And then you get ad-free episodes. You get episodes on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. You get exclusive video content that's not on our normal feed, which is some pretty funny shit that's up there.
Yeah.
And then you get to, just like this episode, you get to vote and then vote again on what episode we watch. And that's why we have a Patreon thing today.
Yay, Patreon thing.
Because it was voted on and you can be part of that if you're on our Patreon.
Yes.
So check it out.
I'll check it out.
I wish you would.
I mean, I do.
It seems unnecessary, but I wish you would. All right, let's hop in.
Okay, let's do it.
Do you want to hear the very lengthy IMDb synopsis for this movie?
I mean, sure. I feel like this might have been the third time that we've heard. We're not going to go there.
Oh, yeah. The first time didn't work out for us.
A couple episodes ago, we recorded and it didn't record.
Didn't work. And then we had a little meltdown. And we said, you know what? We'll record it again in a different week. And then we did, and it worked out fine.
Yes.
So you're right. I think this is our third time going through the synopsis.
I did. And it is long.
Yeah.
It's lots of words.
But it's accurate.
Yeah.
Like, well, the first time I read it, I was like, okay, how is any of this scary? But like, all these little storylines are incredibly accurate.
They are.
Well, would you like to hear them?
I mean,
if IMDb laid them out so nicely for us, right?
Why deny them? I mean, if they actually did something right this time.
Yes, please. Let's hear it. Five interwoven stories that occur on Halloween. An everyday high school principal has a secret life of a serial killer. That's true.
True.
That happens.
Check.
A college virgin might have just found the guy for her.
Well, that's very vague, but we're going to get there.
Okay. Yes and no. A group of teenagers pull a mean prank.
True. Yeah,
that's true. A woman who loathes the night has to contend with her holiday-obsessed husband. Which is like, really? I didn't get the vibe that he was holiday-obsessed at all.
Well, he had a lot of stuff in his yard. But
yeah,
but
she just like hated it.
Well, I think her family hated it. Maybe she hated it too.
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, okay, fine.
Okay.
That's the one that
I'll give it to him, whatever.
Really? Because they have like the shortest story. Fine, whatever. A mean old man meets his match with a demonic supernatural trick-or-treater.
Yeah. Yeah, that's accurate.
That's completely accurate. And that supernatural demonic trick-or-treater really pissed off Courtney.
Yes, it did. I have a very long name for this thing.
I can't wait. Is it longer than demonic supernatural trick-or-treater?
Yeah.
Whoa, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And I said it the entire, I copied and pasted every time I saw his name because
I feel like you pulled a Stephanie on that one.
Well, probably.
I like it.
Yeah.
I have a name for him too, but it sounds like yours is longer.
I think it's like 5 or 6 words.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear it.
Don't get too crazy.
I'm excited.
It's just what I felt like he was. Anyways.
And I can't, okay, I'm going to start off on this tone, which is probably not going to be a very popular opinion since we do a scary movie, horror movie podcast. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I'm not a huge Halloween fan in general. I never have been. And it's not, and it probably has to do.
I hear more listeners dropping off of our podcast.
They're like, this bitch. It probably does have to do with the fact that I'm a wimp. I'm sure a lot of it does.
You don't like dress up things and masks and things like that.
Oh God, I fucking hate it. Yeah. Even at like Disney and stuff, even as an adult, if I go anywhere and somebody's like in a costume and I can't see their human form, I don't know what to fucking do with them. Like, don't come near me. Don't touch me. Don't even make eye contact with me with your fake freaking stuffy face. I don't have nothing to do with you.
Stuffy face.
It freaks me out. I hate everything about it. And I just like, maybe, I don't know. I just honestly, like, I just don't think I care enough. Like, even when I was a kid and everybody's like, yeah, let's go. Okay. Like, I'll go trick or treating. I'll hang out with my friends at night. Like, it was fine. But like, I don't know. For me, it was never like, oh, I can't fucking wait. I never knew what my costume was going to be until like the 11th hour.
Oh,
I just,
my God.
I don't know.
Party just, pooper.
It's just, I mean, I'd go to Halloween parties for sure.
Because, well, yeah, there's food there.
Yeah. And drinks.
And drinks.
And it's like, I love a good themed party, so that I will 1,000% get on board with. But like, I don't know.
Interesting.
Even as a kid, I was like, okay, whatever.
You do have one decoration in your yard.
And it's cute. It's not even scary. It's cute.
Oh my.
It's a big spider, but he's happy.
I pulled up and I'm like, oh, this is it? Okay. All right. We're going
to
go with
You'll have to see it when you leave. I have a little solar uplight on him.
Of course you do.
It's so cute.
Yeah. As it dims throughout the night where the sun. As I was coming through your neighborhood.
Yeah.
These people get into Halloween.
I know. It's annoying.
There is one fucking house down here that's got spiders on the front of it.
The like, huge ones.
Like, yeah. Like 4-foot spiders.
Yeah. Like arachnophobia size ones. It's ridiculous.
There's a bunch of them on this house.
Yes.
They're like on the side, like on the whole front of this house. Two-story house.
And then, like, some people have these, like, big inflatable things in their yard. And I'm like, who cares? Like, I get on board. I will decorate for Christmas. I'll decorate for fall festive Thanksgiving. 1,000%. Halloween, I have a happy spider in my yard with a little solar light. And I'm like, cool.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm still on the fence. I'm getting candy this year. I don't know. Don't I put the front porch light on? I haven't decided yet.
I just decorated my front porch with a bunch of spider webs.
Uh-huh.
I got them from Amazon. It's like this huge, massive pack of like the spider webs.
Yeah.
And so I did my entire porch.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Good for you though.
Yeah, I did. And so my family likes to take the spiders that come in the pack, take a handful of them, and they hide them around my bedroom because I hate spiders. So they hide them in drawers.
You're just asking for it.
Well, I have
spiders.
Listen, I have not given them permission to open the spider pack yet because I'm hiding those bitches and I'm going to put them up myself and I'm not going to tell them that I'm doing it so they can't steal any. And I'm going to throw the rest of them away because I don't want them to scare me.
No, you're going to like those move assholes. Your blankets. It's going to be one on your sheets. Ugh. That'd be a nightmare.
My God, don't give them ideas.
Sorry.
They put them on like a toilet paper roll. Oh, and so when you pull the toilet paper, it comes like on the backside and you pull it and it kind of flies at you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So Halloween, huh?
Happy Halloween! Okay, let's get started.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so we start off with this trick-or-treat safety video.
It's like an old-timey, black and white video.
Basically, they're telling you not to go out by yourself at night.
Uh-huh. Stay on the sidewalk.
Stay on the sidewalk. And a couple of other things.
And don't go to a stranger's house.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is trick-or-treating?
All of these things are like very obvious things, but very kind of...
These are all the point of trick-or-treating in Halloween.
Okay.
So, cool.
So there's that.
Thanks, all right. Debbie Downer.
So,
right?
Now, so now we are at Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
And this town was really, really into it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So they have this like party downtown.
It's like a giant parade. It's insane.
Yeah. And people are like drinking and partying or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we see Emma and her boyfriend. They're getting home, I guess, from this party.
I don't know.
And, from some party.
Sure.
They've been drinking. Emma starts taking off her costume outside of the gate of this house. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend's like, well, there's traditions. You've got to follow these traditions. You need to be careful or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if
because
she's
there
to-
was like a jack-o'-lantern with a candle in it. And she wanted to like put the candle out, which apparently in this town is a huge no-no because it comes up a couple times with
right.
this candle in it. And then she starts saying that she wants to take all the decorations down off the house tonight. Okay.
Okay. I have a problem with this.
Like I said, with my feeling on Halloween, doesn't matter, but I like to decorate things. I like to get into a theme.
That's true.
But also, I found her to be a huge curmudgeon because I'm like, this is Halloween night and you're going to just take a decoration down tonight? Like, what's the big deal? Who cares about it for a couple of days? Like, why are you taking them down tonight?
Well, I think it's because her mother was coming into town the next day and her mother hates Halloween.
Oh, I think I missed all that.
Yeah.
I was just like, why is she being so obnoxious about this? Who cares?
But apparently, there's somebody watching them from across the street.
Yeah. And you can hear them breathing.
And when she blew out the, like, jack-o'-lantern, he, like, gasped.
And,
like,
charged towards them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't like that.
Nope.
Okay. So before they go into the house, Emma tells her boyfriend that she wants to take down the decorations like you had said, and that the mother's coming over and she's appalled if she saw all these decorations. Mm-hmm. She says, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to do it. When he was like, no, I'm not taking down the decorations tonight.
Right. He's like, I'll just do it in the morning. And she's like, no, you won't. Which I'm like, that's probably true.
Whatever. So she shoos him inside and that he needs to go inside and put on the tape.
The tape.
Quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then when he puts the tape in, it says Nature Special on the VHS.
Uh-huh.
On the VHS.
The VHS, okay. Yeah. This was made in 2007, guys. VHS, stop. What are we doing?
I don't know. It must have been like maybe on the cusp.
Or it must have been like a video that they really like.
Oh,
maybe.
It's
a go-to, I think.
I mean, it's a nature video.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out. So these decorations in the yard are fake body parts like hanging in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 2x4s nailed together in like this cross form.
Yeah.
And they have like sheets draped over the top of them to look
sure.
like ghosts. So as she is taking these decorations down, she smiles when she sees some kids like running around out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But then she looks a bit freaked out when she sees a person dressed in black in this mask just standing on the other side of the street just staring
just
at her.
Just watching her.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Uh-huh.
Is he the killer? Like,
Is he the one that's been watching her that we saw?
I don't know. Then all of a sudden, like this Beetle, mm-hmm. Volkswagen Beetle pulls up. It honks their horn. The guy lifts his mask and he gets in and goes away. And
I was like, okay, he was creepy but harmless, so that's fine.
Okay, well, that was a quick... We stopped. Anyways, okay. As she continues to take the sheets off of mm-hmm. these 2x4s, something jumps out of a basket and uses one of the sheets to, like...
Attack her,
like cover themselves and her in the sheet.
And they're both in this white sheet
wrestling
in this like sheet thing.
And then he ends up slitting her throat.
And there's like blood everywhere.
And there's people walking up the street and they end up running
away.
They're
like, ah, they run away.
Okay.
And then she's like yelling because of course she's being attacked. And like her husband wakes up because he like fell asleep on the bed.
He'd been drinking.
He like wakes up because he hears yelling.
Oh, and
but he didn't realize it was her because the nature video
was
is
a porn. Yeah.
So
it was a girl
like,
moaning on TV.
Yes. So he wakes up and he sees a TV and he sees these people having sex. And he's like, oh, that must have been the yelling I heard. Falls back to sleep.
There was a lot of boobs.
It's quite the visual. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
The video, the VHS. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Nature video. Okay.
Okay. Nothing natural about that video, but whatever.
So he ends up waking up.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is over and he realizes that Emma is not in the house.
Uh-huh.
So he walks into the yard and sees one of the ghosts are lit up with lights underneath it.
And we see like behind him like, an arm hanging.
Yeah.
And, like blood on it. But like you're not supposed to think anything because they have fake limbs hanging from their trees.
Correct.
But this one has like a wedding ring on it. So you're like, okay.
Right.
That's definitely got to be her.
That's. Definitely got to be her. So he pulls the sheet off and he finds Emma,
mm-hmm.
who's attached to one of these crosses.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. With this giant like lollipop thing in her mouth.
Right.
Okay.
And that's it.
He just like yells and that's it for that.
So that's one storyline.
Yeah.
Now the movie starts.
Yeah. And we see on screen text that says earlier. Okay. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Okay.
So we are in Warren Valley, Ohio, and there's a massive Halloween party going on downtown. And we hear the announcer, like, on maybe a news clip or something like that, maybe.
It's like that big of a thing that they have, like, a news crew there.
Yeah, they're talking about, like, all the traditions that this town has every Halloween.
But all to celebrate the magical night of Halloween, the one night a year when we can pretend to be the scariest thing we can think of.
In a costume shop, we meet four girls that are trying on costumes, I guess, that night to go to the party that's, like, right then.
Yes.
Weird.
I know. Because they're from, well, we find out that they're from out of town.
But why wouldn't you find your...
they're so unprepared. They go to this, like, super busy Halloween store. They're, like, trying these costumes on. And, of course, they come out as, like, slutty girls.
Of course they do.
Their boobs are hiked up. And there's a little boy's, like, peeking in the dressing room.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Get out of here.
The girls' names are Lori, Danielle, Maria, and Janet.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
And then Lori and Danielle are actually sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the mother of the little boy that was, like, staring through the hole pulls them away. And three of the girls come out as princesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Lori, who is, like, the younger sister, who's apparently an outcast, basically. She's wearing, because she's a virgin.
Right, right.
She's wearing a Little Red Riding Hood outfit. Fully clothed. Nothing, no boobs.
Which was still an attractive outfit. Like, it was very fitted. She looked great. It doesn't, like, her boobs weren't lifted like a shelf. So that was the biggest difference.
Not like the three of them.
Hers and the other girls. Yes.
Yeah. They start talking about what the next step of this tradition is.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle says that they need to go find a date.
Uh-huh. Kay. Apparently.
Apparently.
So unprepared.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we meet another character of a storyline. This boy's name is Charlie, and he is carrying this dirty candy bag sack, like,
just like dragging it.
Dragging it.
It was so gross. It's like wet. It's
wet,
just
dirty.
Gross.
He's knocking down pumpkins off of a fence, and he's smashing them to the ground.
This is a dumb question, but did you ever see the movie Bad Santa?
No.
I knew you were going to say no. So I'm pretty sure this is the kid from that, but I knew you were going to say no immediately.
Why did you even ask me?
I don't know. I was, like, hoping that, like, maybe you'd be like, yeah, I've seen that, because I never know.
I know.
Sometimes you surprise me.
I know. It's usually a shot in the dark where, you know, there's probably a 70 or 80% chance that I probably haven't seen it.
Yeah. But sometimes.
Sometimes.
Because I didn't get this kid's name. I just kept calling him Bad Santa Kid. So I didn't know his name.
Charlie.
Charlie. Great.
So he walks up to this house that has, like, this knife stabbed in a pumpkin head.
Yeah.
And a note on the door, or, like, a pole or something that says that only to take one piece of candy. Well, he grabs the entire bowl of candy.
Of course, because what kid doesn't? Like, don't put candy outside.
Right. So then the owner of this house, his name is Steven.
Uh-huh.
He walks up to the house, catches this little boy in the act. Not little boy. He's a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Catches him in the act. He says that eating all that candy isn't going to be good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And tells him, just go ahead and sit down and stay a while.
Yeah. It's not worth the diabetes.
Right.
Stop it, Steven.
So when Charlie kind of hesitates about that, the guy's like, no, sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to jump back to the four girls.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we find that Lori is a virgin, and she...
I have one more question. Did you watch True Blood?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so glad because this is
Anna Paquin.
Yes. So I have her as Suki from True Blood in all my notes.
I'm okay with that. I love True Blood. I'm so sad that it's over.
It's been over for a while.
Oh, it's been over for a long while.
I really did like that series.
We used to have, like, parties though.
Really?
Yeah, we used to have watching parties every week.
Because that show was scandalous.
Oh my God.
So good.
So good.
Talk about boobs from earlier. Oh, I mean, shit.
Well, they showed everything.
Everything. Yeah. No one's safe. No matter what your gender, you're not safe.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, HBO, they just can show whatever.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Anyways. So when we find out that Lori is a virgin, she is wanting her first time to be special. And the other girls are like, oh my God. Like, are you really saying that?
And also, I'm like, who cares?
Who cares?
Why does it matter to these other three bitches that she wants to, like, be particular about, like, her virgin or first time, whatever? Like, who cares? Whatever.
Well, apparently it matters.
Right. And later on we find out why.
Well.
But at this point, I'm like, guys, shut the fuck up. Who cares?
Maria and Janet tell her, watch this. They're going to go get a guy real quick.
Yeah.
So they find two guys putting equipment in a van. Like, I think they work from, like, a TV station or something like that.
Yeah, they're part of, like, that camera crew from the earlier thing.
Mm-hmm. They tell them that there's this great Halloween party that they're going to go to. They don't have any dates, but they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be our dates.
Yeah. Drive us there.
Oh.
They do.
They do. They eventually do. So back with Charlie and Steven pulls out this knife to carve this pumpkin. He gets real aggressive
while
carving.
Very aggressive with it. He's like carving out the eye of the jack-o'-lantern. It's like, okay.
And like Charlie's like side-eyeing this guy the entire time.
But then meanwhile, he's like giving him candy from like his stash to eat while he's carving out this pumpkin, talking about God knows what with the jack-o'-lantern.
I don't know. Okay. So he comments on people smashing pumpkins because, I think his pumpkins were the ones that were being smashed.
Yes.
Because he sees it on his shoe, some pumpkin guts.
He points to it with the knife. Mm-hmm. That's nice of him.
And about him stealing candy and says that he was just like him when he was younger. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, the knife sounds that were happening as he's carving this pumpkin, and there was like a knife, like a metal against metal sound. I'm like, these sounds don't sync up
with a pumpkin and a knife.
No. Yeah. Like, not at all.
No. It was weird. It was weird sound effects, for sure.
I think we were trying to be a little bit scarier than we really were.
A little dramatic.
Okay.
So then Charlie starts choking.
Yeah.
Like, first just, like, coughing choking.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, weird choking. And then Stephen goes...
That's right. There's another tradition. Very important. Always check your candy.
Always check your candy. And then this kid starts projectile vomiting blood all over the front porch.
I thought it was chocolate at first.
So did my husband. He watched it with me and he's like, that's a lot of chocolate. I'm like, I think that's blood.
Yeah, no, I thought it was chocolate until I saw the red blood on Stephen's shirt.
That's what happened too when we were watching it. I assumed it was blood because I was like, well, I'm imagining this is going to go very south. But he thought it was chocolate too.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was a lot of vomit.
Many gross like vomit sounds. Noises. Well, I hate mouth noises. And he's just making so many gross sounds. And there's so much like projectile happening. And then he eventually just kind of like collapses on Steven's lap. Ugh. Gross. Okay.
Well, Stephen ends up dragging Charlie inside.
Which is hard because there's like several intentional things about him being a bigger kid. So he's really constantly in the movie struggling with Charlie.
I know.
I'm like, well, then leave people alone.
Right. Why do you gotta, can't you just
not bother anybody?
Don't be mean.
Mind your own business.
Stop being a serial killer.
Don't poison people's candy, you freak.
All right. So once the door is closed, he has three trick-or-treaters that come and knock on the door. And he tells them to hold on. And when he answers it, he has like this blood all over him. That's kind of what I
heard. His white shirt.
The kids are kind of jokingly screaming that he has got blood on his shirt. And then one of the kids sees that there's blood on the steps and maybe dragged into the house.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of with his eyes, like looking at this blood. And I'm like, oh, he knows something.
And they refer to him as principal. He is the school principal. And I'm thinking like, how could a principal ever get away with that? How? If kids start like randomly missing, like, no, there's no way.
You can't.
There's no way.
You can't.
No.
That's not a thing.
But he's the principal in their school. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And then as these kids, like, get their candy and turn and, like, leave off the porch, there's this creepy thing there.
Uh-huh.
Which you have the lengthy name for it. I called it creepy burlap pumpkin face.
It was close. Yeah. I have a small burlapped voodoo-looking pumpkin boy.
I like that.
He looked like a voodoo doll.
100%.
Right?
Yes, because he looks like a weird stuffed animal from, like, the shoulders down. And then it has, like, a burlap kind of head look like a pumpkin. It's weird. But he's just, like, standing there. Behind these three kids, and then
did they know that he was there?
I don't know. Well, this thing just like appears, and it's creepy as fuck. So he disappears, and then he grabs candy, and he just leaves. I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Well, if he's getting candy, how's he going to eat it? Because he doesn't have an open mouth.
No, it's all burlap.
It's all burlap. It's a burlap sack. It's true. Okay, so at the party downtown with the four friends, Danielle, Maria, and Janet are all packed up in this van with these two guys. And they're going to head out to the party. But since Lori didn't have a date, she said, you know what? I'm just going to meet you there. This is a bad move.
Not a good idea. And also, if you are a group of women hanging out together.
What is our rule?
Stay together. Buddy system. Like, you are four women who are not from this town. You came into town for a party.
True.
Experience this holiday in a new town. And they're like, there's four women together, but you want to just wander around this town you don't know by yourself. And fine. Meet us there later. Girls, no.
And go to find out. It wasn't at somebody's house.
No, it was in the fucking woods.
Because it's ridiculous.
I know. They're like, no, okay, fine. Find us in the woods.
How is she going to like, so she's going to go to a house.
I can't. I can't. It's not even like you can get a ride to like, whatever, 66 Oak Street. No.
No.
She's like, I'm going into the woods, but it's like a random location. Can you drive me there? Like, no, anybody's going to think you're going to try to murder them anyway.
But maybe they'd go to this place every single year.
And that's kind of the vibe I got too.
But, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Okay, we'll get there.
Okay. Okay, back to Steven. Uh-huh. He goes in the house, grabs a knife out of the closet.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know why. But anyways, he drags Charlie outside.
And we see, like, as he drags him to the house, like, in his kitchen, he's got, like, scales and, like, poison and all types of stuff on his kitchen table.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, doing some severe, like, science experiment
shit with all his Halloween candy.
All right. So he drags Charlie outside in, like, this sack thing.
Yeah.
And then he pulls it over to a perfectly rectangle grave.
Yeah. There's, like, a tarp covering it. And he opens it up, and there's already a body wrapped in another rug or something in the bottom of the
grave.
Happy
Halloween.
Yes, okay. And it's like this beautifully dug grave, which doesn't make any fucking sense. How?
It has corners.
It's like perfectly dug, and there's like a small mound of dirt. Like, that's not an amount of dirt that came out of that kind of grave, but whatever.
Right.
It's a very small mound of dirt next to it. And he goes to push Charlie into this random grave in his yard. He already has somebody else in.
Yeah, well, before he can get him in the hole, his son Billy yells from his bedroom window on the second floor. Oh my God. Billy, shut the fuck up.
He screams.
Oh my God. He's like, I just got back from trick-or-treating. And Steven's like, stop.
He's like, yelling. Cool. Shut the fuck up.
He's like, you're going to disturb the neighbors. Stop.
And you're also going to blow my cover. He's like, get out of here.
Go watch Charlie Brown. And then Billy's like, he's an asshole. Like, what? Why? Why is Charlie Brown an asshole? Wow, passing judgment, right?
And he has to be like seven, this kid. He's like, that bitch Charlie Brown? No.
But I mean, do you know his dad, the serial killer?
100%.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yes, it sure does.
But I want to know why Charlie Brown's an asshole.
I don't know. I never really liked Charlie Brown. I thought it was boring.
He's not an asshole.
No, he's so vanilla. He's not an asshole. He's boring.
That's true. That's so true. What's his girlfriend's name? Lucy?
Lucy's the one who'd always... Oh, yeah, Lucy. Is she the blonde one or the brunette one?
The brunette.
She's the one who pulled the football up. Her time to go kick it with that
hair. Oh, yeah. That's her. Yeah.
She was kind of a bitch, too.
She was... Now, she was an asshole.
She was an asshole.
Charlie was never an asshole.
No.
Okay.
Whatever.
Moving on.
Anyway.
So he goes back inside. Steven continues rolling Charlie into a grave. And then as he's like filling this hole with dirt, the neighbor's dog has like pushed his head underneath the fence and is like barking
at
Steven.
He's like yelling at him. Yeah.
Yeah. He panics, ends up jumping the grave, chopping off somebody's finger that's in the grave.
Oh my God.
Throws it on the other side of the fence to get the dog to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Bizarre.
But the neighbor hears the dog barking.
Who is Brian Cox? Yeah.
Who? Oh. We already discussed this.
Yeah. We saw Autopsy of Jane Doe.
That doesn't mean I know who the actor is.
Oh, my God. You don't know this reference either, because he's from Super Troopers.
Nope.
He's from Succession.
Nope.
You never saw that either. It's on HBO. It's fantastic. He's fantastic. I love Brian Cox. His voice is so recognizable to me.
Oh, no. I like it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know who it is.
Okay. Well, okay. We did see a movie with him in it.
That doesn't mean that I remembered. It's
But do you remember his character in Autopsy of Jane Doe? He was the dad.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie?
I think I did. No, I think I remember who it is.
It was the movie that Abby made us watch, and I had a problem with Abby for a little bit. Yeah.
You're like, me and Abby can't be friends. That was a good movie.
It was a
movie. I remember him. Okay. I wouldn't have put him in another.
Well, he had like, all that like prosthetic on his face in this movie, all the scars and stuff on him in this movie.
So thank you. Like, why would I have known that?
Yeah. I mean, credits, his voice.
I mean, didn't you really? Didn't you make
IMDb, whatever.
Didn't you make fun of me for, like, the director that I didn't know that was in a movie that did a cameo?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan. You have no idea who he is, and it blows my mind. It's fine. We won't discuss it again.
I did research it, though. I did research him, yes.
Okay.
I looked at him.
Nothing familiar?
Nope. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I know his name now.
Okay.
So if I ever hear it, I know he is a director.
Like, his name 20 years later, but it's fine.
Don't judge me.
Too late.
Don't judge me. Okay, so the neighbor comes out to see what all the ruckus is about, and Steven crouches in the grave to kind of, like, hide from him?
To, like, try to hide his shoulder full of blood.
Right.
Fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. But then one of the bodies underneath him starts moving.
Starts, like, waking up.
And squealing.
Yeah.
Like, there is a legit squeal.
Yeah, so the principal is, like, kicking this body that's covered in this whatever tarp thing. Meanwhile, Brian Cox next door is yelling at him about, like, keeping it down. And
He's, like, peering through, like,
this hole in the fence. And then he's telling him that he's having an issue with his septic tank. And he's like, oh, well, that makes sense for the terrible smell. And he refers to it as, like, what did he say it was? Like, it smells like a dead whore.
Oh, a dirty whore.
A dirty whore. I'm like, okay. okay.
That's pretty funny. I thought it was. I enjoyed that. Well, yeah, as they're having this conversation, whoever's in one of the bags, like, wants to get up. And Steven holds them down with, like, his foot. Like, keeps kicking them.
Yeah. And then uses, like, the shovel on its arm and stuff. Yeah. To, like, stab his arm. Oh, God.
When the neighbor goes back inside, like, a creepy clown arm comes out from one of the bags, like, where Steven is.
Yeah.
And he holds it down with the shovel. And then his son pops his freaking head back out of his window again. And said to Steven, he tells him that he wants to go to the parade mm-hmm. later with him.
Yeah.
And Steven, he says no.
Yeah.
Basically.
He has a date.
He's going
to the parade because he has a date. Gross.
Which, now that I think about it, mm-hmm. he did. Well.
He, yeah.
Okay.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Steven ends up smashing the person in the bag
uh-huh.
with the shovel.
Yes.
Fills the hole and plants a tree on top of it.
It's like a little garden gnome there.
Garden gnome. He has a watering can. It's not even like a hose. It's a watering can. Uh-huh. He like waters the thing. It's really.
One of my favorite parts of this whole part, it's just more like stuff that Brian Cox says that's really funny. It's like when eventually he like walks away from the weird situation happening next door. Steven's like, happy Halloween, neighbor. And Brian Cox is like, screw you. So he like walks back into his house. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Happy Halloween. Screw you.
Yeah, he doesn't do Halloween.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't like it.
No, he's a super curmudgeon.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. He sure is.
Mm-hmm.
So as Steven is about to walk into his house, he sees his neighbor like banging on the window of his house from the inside.
Yeah.
Yelling for help. And then Steven says, screw you.
Back to him. Uh-huh.
As he walks in the house and then something tackles the neighbor.
Yeah. We see him get tackled in the window. And I was like, oh, weird. Okay.
Okay. We're going to find out. Okay, I don't know.
Boy, do we.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
So Steven walks in the house, calls for Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Billy ends up jumping out from behind the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And then
creepy-ass mask on.
Right.
Yeah.
Billy asks if he can carve a pumpkin now. And Steven.
He said he needs help with the eyes. Stop it.
I was thinking that it was like the eyes mm-hmm. of the pumpkin.
Which would make sense if he's asking to help carve something. Yeah.
Right.
Then that makes sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Steven says, yes, we'll go downstairs.
Let's go to the basement.
Which is, I was like, oh my God.
He also grabs like a steak knife off of the kitchen counter and like hides it behind his back while he's following his son into the basement.
I was thinking to myself, is he going to kill his son?
That's what I was thinking too.
Because
the whole time we're kind of led to feel that way because we see their feet walking down the stairs. They get into the basement. Of course, it's dimly fucking lit when he like throws a switch on.
Uh-huh.
The son, Billy, like goes over to this table. We don't see what's on the table. And Steven's like slowly approaching him. And he's like, I need help with the eyes. I need help with the eyes. Steven puts his hand on Billy's head and like swings this knife
yeah.
and crashes it. And then when he pulls a knife up, there's blood on it. And then the camera pans out and Billy's fine. He's just there talking to him. And then the camera pans to what's on the table and it's Charlie's head.
Yeah. So it's spinning on a lazy Susan. Just
and
spinning.
Then Billy says again that he needs help with the eyes because he wants to make it a scary face. Stop.
So is it not already a scary face being decapitated from
the table?
Body?
Apparently not for Billy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that means that this crazy serial killer is training his son to be a sociopath.
That's
and carve people's faces.
That's great. That's cool. Fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
That's bad parenting.
Yeah, to put it lightly, for sure.
Okay, so now the three kids that we saw earlier at Steven's house,
mm-hmm. the
trick-or-treating,
mm-hmm.
they come up to one of their other friends that has like the shopping cart with uh-huh. some carved pumpkins in it.
Yeah, they're collecting jack-o'-lanterns.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The girl asks if that's all he got. And he's like, yeah, somebody must have been walking around and smashed a bunch of pumpkins.
Yeah, we know who this it was.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all he got. They're like, well, there's got to be some more. So they go. So they come up to this house with like this 100 carved pumpkins.
Yeah, all lit up.
All lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy asks why they just didn't start there because there was like a shit ton of pumpkins. And then somebody comes out of the house. Her name is Rhonda.
Uh-huh.
Maybe somebody the same age as them.
Yeah, I assume like that they went to school with her.
Yeah, I don't know if they're friends.
Yeah. I mean, the guy with the shopping cart, I don't remember his name, but he was very nice to Rhonda. But the girl in their group, she was a bitch to her.
Her name was Macy. I only know a couple
Macy.
Of them.
Yeah.
So the three friends walk away and the guy stays with Rhonda, introduces himself.
Yeah. So talk to her, get a pumpkin from her.
How do we How do we know? I don't know their dynamic. Like, they probably go to school together, but why her?
I don't know. We kind of find out a little bit later, like, what their plan was, but I assume that they were using her at this point because...
But he seemed to, like her.
Yeah, I think it was more orchestrated by the girl, Macy, who was, like, dressed as that angel thing because she was such a bitch. So she was probably trying to, like...
Use him as a pawn.
Mm. And I think he just genuinely was nice to her.
Yeah.
Macy trying to take advantage of Rhonda.
I gotcha. Okay.
That's the vibe I got.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Well, whatever. We're going to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So back at the party in the streets, we pan through some back alleyways and find a few couples making out.
Yeah.
We see one of the couples where the girl takes her mask off, but the guy won't.
Right. But they are hooking up hot and heavy.
Yeah, they are. They're getting at it.
Uh-huh.
And then as he kind of moves his hands all over her body, we see that she's got blood dripping down. Like he, like, I guess.
He's all up in her neck, too.
Yeah.
Like kind of vampire-y.
Very, very vampire-y.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, blood running down her arms. She freaks out.
Yeah.
And then he shows his fangs. She runs out into the street to go find help. And she starts looking around and she's like, no one's going to believe me. I've got other people have
covered
blood.
In blood.
Uh-huh. Everybody else is covered in blood.
This is Halloween.
Oh, my God. So the guy comes up behind her, ends up killing her.
Yeah.
Just sets her down on a curb dead.
Yeah. I guess she looks like she's drunk and passed out or something.
Oh, my God. Everybody continues to party. And he, like, walks right into the crowd and vanishes.
Yep. 100%.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
So the trick-or-treating friends walk down this old dirt road into this gated area. And... we see a freaking cliff. Like, there's a legit...
serious cliff.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm like, what is this? And they're like, oh, it's rock quarry.
Yeah.
Courtney, it's a rock quarry.
No big deal. No big deal. Then they start telling this story about this school bus massacre that happened 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And this girl, Macy's like, oh, I'll spare no details for you. Oh, yeah, I'll give you all details because this is some serious shit. I'm going to freak all you bitches out. So apparently... long story short.
Yes.
30 years ago.
You're really good at little synopsises.
We learned that I like a lightning recap. So there were 8 troubled / disturbed children that would get taken to the special school. And the parents eventually just got kind of like overwhelmed by their own children. So they paid this bus driver to take them, I guess, onto a different route instead of going to school.
Right.
So we see all these kids in the school bus and they're all wearing what looked like to me is like paper mache masks. Because they didn't look like real like Halloween masks. It's like the people made them.
Yeah.
But they're all in costume. We don't see any of their faces. They all look uncomfortably creepy to
me. They're all chained.
Yes. So this guy takes them off route. Doesn't go to school. They go to this rock quarry and he stops the bus and he gets up. And he's carrying this like cardboard box with him and he's like throwing a lollipop at each kid and checking to make sure they're chained into their seats. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing to these kids?
It is weird.
Right. So then one of these kids who's like, I guess like a vampire costume or something, he's freaking out and he keeps going like, not home, not home, not home. And like gets out of these like leather cuffs.
The constraints, yeah.
And we can see like as the bus driver is handing out these lollipops, he got these like weird like giant pinky ring on. And didn't really like it, but whatever. So he's wearing weird jewelry. And then all of a sudden he can hear the bus start moving.
Uh-huh.
And that kid who like got out of the cuffs is now in the driver's seat. And I think
he's
was
stealthy, by the way.
Yes, little ninja. Trying to like get the bus to back up, but he didn't know how to drive a bus, obviously, because he's a child.
Right.
And of course, guys, of fucking course, the bus goes flying off the cliff, into the water, right into the quarry.
Yes.
And the school bus, the entire school bus sinks. And I'm like, how fucking deep is this water in this quarry? Like, it's so deep. And then we see the masks float to the surface. And then we see the school bus driver get out. Try to climb these rocks and they're like, well, he was never found. No one knows what happened to the bus driver. He's never found again. Like,
but was he not?
Well, I think it's probably an added detail to scare people. But they were like, yeah, no one knows what happened to the driver. He got out of the bus, but no one knows what happened to him.
Interesting.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, we find out.
Uh-huh, we sure do.
All right. So these kids have brought 8 pumpkins that they've collected and leave them next to the river as like an offering to the kids that have died.
Yes.
So they grab all the pumpkin heads, pumpkin heads. They grab all the pumpkins and head down to this elevator shaft, which happens to be in this quarry, which is weird to me.
God, it's so weird. Because like, who's still working there? You know, like what's happening?
And how's this still working?
I don't know. Because the guy who was like nice goes over to this like, I don't know, looks like a power box kind of thing and like opens it and gets keys.
There's no way. There's no way.
Completely impossible. It would never be that easy to get to.
There's no way. This thing is abandoned. There's no way that this thing would be still working.
So easy. He gets these keys, hands it to that bitch Macy, and she just like gets in the elevator with the nice guy, the girl with the headgear, and tells the shorter friend and Rhonda that there's only room for three people and they're going to have to get the next one.
She'll just send the keys back
She'll send them back up.
Okay. Okay. I'm not okay with this.
No.
So now we are back with Lori, who's walking at this downtown party, looking for a potential man. She like keeps walking up to men, but realizes they're either with a girl or whatever.
Yeah.
She ends up sitting on a bench. And when her sister calls, she sees this guy that's like standing in front of her, which is really creepy. And he ends up turning away.
He was the vampire guy that like bit that girl's neck in the alley and killed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah. And her sister's like, well, I have this guy at this party that I'm at, and he really wants to meet you. So we pan over to this guy, and he's like in this, he's bigger guy.
He's a big guy.
He's in this baby costume.
Yeah.
In a diaper.
Yeah, and a giant bib.
And a bib.
Yeah.
None of that is okay.
No, not a very good sister.
No, she didn't care.
No.
Whatever. Okay, so now we're back at the quarry again. So the other two kids get on the elevator, head down. But before they reach the bottom, they can hear screams from the others that are already down there. And they're getting like picked off one by one. Like
because we see their jack-o'-lanterns that they have, and the light in the pumpkin is going out one by one.
Right, right, right. Okay. So once they reach the bottom, Rhonda gets out of the elevator to go search for the others and tells the boy to just stay back. You know, I'm going to go check it out.
And then she said to make sure that the jack-o'-lanterns that they have in their elevator stay lit because they'll protect him.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Nice, Rhonda.
Cool. Maybe that's why she had so many outside her house.
Maybe. So she gets to the edge of the lake and she sees the front of this school bus sticking out of the water. And there are masks in the water.
Their friends were wearing, the three before them.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she goes in to reach for one of the masks and gets grabbed by somebody.
Yes. She gets grabbed by this person who's wearing these like dingy clothes, a mask, and has chains on them.
Which, of course, we think it's one of the kids.
Of course. From the bus.
Mm-hmm. So she runs and comes upon her friends that are being eaten.
Yes.
She keeps running. She falls in this hole, hits her head.
Loses her glasses.
Correct. So when she wakes up, she sees that she was being teased by the kids that were with her.
The four people that she was there with.
Yeah.
Because she wakes up and they're like, oh, shit, is she okay? And they take off the mask and it was the four of them fucking with her. Poor girl. She's hysterically crying. She's all upset.
Yeah. So her little boy friend, boy, is like trying to comfort her.
Yeah. He's like, we'll leave. This is too much. We took it too far. We'll go.
Right. Mm-hmm. So as they're kind of heading out, there's like whispering and laughing going on.
Because they go to get the rest of the pumpkins or their costumes, whatever the hell they had to get. The other three people go to go back to where like the water was or the school bus was to get something. And that bitchy girl, Macy or Maisie, whatever her name is, she's like, what?
What? I didn't say anything. I'm not in the mood. It wasn't me.
She's thinking it's a joke.
Right. Basically. I'm not in the mood for this shit, basically. And they hear it's like creepy, like whispering and talking all around them. So we're back with the nice guy and the girl who's bleeding from her head now, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. And the two of them are just sitting together and then they hear screaming.
So he's like, wait here.
People. Yeah.
Wait here.
Oh, yeah. Stay here by yourself. I'll go find out what it is. Fuck that. Fuck
Are you kidding me?
Right. Let's get in the elevator.
Right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
So he goes over to Macy and she's like freaked out.
Yeah.
She tells them that they aren't down there alone.
We heard voices.
Mm-hmm. Then they see the kids that were on the bus in their
like
costumes.
Zombies.
Yes. So the kids, they run over to the elevator, but Rhonda, she's already in it.
Uh-huh.
She's locked herself in there.
Yep.
Won't let the rest of them in. And then she starts going up as they're like, the other kids are getting attacked.
Because they're like, let us in. And she starts reaching her hand, what we think is for like the lever to open the elevator door. And she just pushes the up button and she's like, bye.
Bye.
I would have been holding on to that elevator because it's an all open elevator.
Yeah.
I would have been like grabbing onto it to just like let it
take. Yeah.
Just try to hold it or something.
I mean, it's worth a shot, right?
Right? Something. You're going to die either way, you know?
Well, whatever. God. Mm-hmm. All right. So Rhonda gets to the top and we hear screaming and grunting and like tearing sounds.
Yeah. Weird.
As Rhonda gets to the top and walks like stoically out of it, like she has no emotion.
Yeah. She don't care.
No. She sees this small burlapped voodoo looking pumpkin boy.
Yeah.
And like seems to be okay with him.
Yeah. Like they kind of just like head nod like sup to each other and she just leaves.
He's like standing in like a pipe or something. Yeah. Like that. It's pretty funny.
And it just, that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, now we're back with Lori.
Yes.
She's walking down like a jack-o'-lantern lined road when she hears like branches snapping.
She's like kind of in the woods already, like by herself.
She's in the woods all by herself, yes.
Ugh.
In the middle of the woods too.
Yeah.
There's no daylight around her.
No.
So she yells at whoever is making this noise and she wants them to come out.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood. Yeah. I'm not in the mood for this shit. Show yourself. This is stupid.
Show yourself.
Uh-huh.
So she is met by this masked killer guy.
That creepy vampire dude. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
She is pushed against a tree, and the guy says, "My, my, what big eyes you have." Then proceeds to bite her neck.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we hear some screaming at the party where Lori's friends are and her sister is. Sure. And someone in a red coat, presumably Lori,
sure,
falls from the sky.
Yeah.
Which is
out of a tree or something. How the fuck would she get up there?
I don't.
Okay. Just like thuds onto the ground.
I don't know.
So everybody at the party, like her sister and the other two girls, like walk over to this red hood person.
Yeah.
And they like lift the hood back and it's the weird vampire guy. Like,
which,
in this like red hood.
I'm like, what?
How?
I don't.
And also like, how?
How did he fall from the sky?
Like, here's my how question. How is it him? How did Lori get him in a tree or throw him to make a thud and like, how?
How? I know, because she's a woman with weak arms.
And, right.
How could she
We're
do
all
that?
Just so frail and weak. And then they see him, and then we see Lori come, like, power strutting.
I said sauntering.
Out of the fucking woods with, like, right, blood on her chest, because now she's got, like, a little bit more of a revealing outfit on.
Right.
And people are just, like, looking around at her, yeah, and the guy in the vampire thing is, like, paralyzed at this point. He's, like, terrified.
Help.
But he can't move, and he just keeps asking for help, and it's the principal guy. Like, they take his mask off,
right,
and it's Steven, the principal. He was the weird vampire
dude. Oh, my God. Well, when she walks up, too, her sister's, like, just yelling at her for being late and ask her, like, what this guy did to her.
Right.
And she said that she played hard to get, and he bit her. So,
so she had to like wrap him in the red thing and throw him from a tree.
Oh my God. So when Steven is like, who are you people?
Right.
He looks around and he sees like these six or eight other dead men,
yeah,
that are like laying
all
around.
All these men are dead.
Yeah.
And they're all men. And then it turns into this weird, like, okay, first I thought they were vampires, these girls.
Right.
So all of a sudden,
Lori, what the hell is happening?
This whole part for me was like, what the fuck? This was the part for me that I was like, I have so many fucking questions.
Yes.
So Lori, also Suki from True Blood, she goes over to Steven, the principal vampire, and she like climbs on top of him and she says, it's my first time, bear with me. And she's got these like fang things in her mouth. And then the camera like slow-mo pans around this group of women. And I'm like, are we just surrounded by a group of horny vampires? Because there's like boobs now all of a sudden.
They're dancing like provocatively.
They've got like arches in their back and there's like nips out. And these people have like vampire teeth. And I was like, so are we all stripping now? Like, what's happening? And then it gets fucking weirder because what the fuck? They start ripping their skin off.
Oh, yeah.
To reveal these like hairy limbs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I thought we were vampires. No. There were like these weird fucking werewolf, horny werewolf women.
I have a question.
And I don't understand.
I have a question.
Yes, please. I have so many.
Well, my question is, there's a lot of layers going on here.
Well, literally, yes.
So they can't be like in South Georgia right now, like in the middle of summer, because
right,
they got layers of like skin
right
over their hair.
Uh-huh.
And then over the skin, they've got their clothes.
They picked Ohio for a good reason.
Right.
They have to be up north for Halloween in order to be hairy vampire women with like people's skin. I mean, literally, guys, it's showing women like propping their leg up on like a log and like ripping as if it's like pants off of their leg, and it's like, oh, hey, hairy werewolf leg.
Yeah.
I didn't understand any of it.
I was having a problem with this
part.
It
was so fucking unnecessary and just weird to me. And then we see Lori, and like her spine starts getting weird.
Oh, yeah.
And then she like has this like arch in her back, and we see her crazy like werewolf mouth and crazy eyes. And then she looks at Steven and she's like,
my, my, what big eyes you have.
Yeah.
And then attacks him.
Oh, yeah.
But then her sister, because she's not in full werewolf form now, she's still like in skin. And then her sister is like a werewolf next to her, like cheering her on,
yeah,
in a weird werewolf howl. And I was like, what in the actual fuck is happening? What?
But we still have the small burlap voodoo-looking pumpkin boy.
Oh, yeah, he's there hanging out, just watching it all happen.
Sit on the log, just watching the entire thing.
It's like he's making s'mores while all these vampire werewolf are killing all these men.
This part of the movie I was having a hard time with. I let you take the reins on that one because you did a really good job.
Thank you. It was just, I was watching it.
It came out of nowhere.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
No warning.
There's lots of layers.
Constant surprises. None of it made any fucking sense.
I think that during the making of this movie, there are parts that, and I think maybe that's why we have separate storylines. I think the director, he drank heavily.
And he was like, there's a serious lack of boobs in this movie.
Right.
How do we get women with like their backs all arched and touching themselves and dancing provocatively around a fire? Oh, let's make them turn into weird creatures and they have to take their clothes and skin off.
Because that's sexy. Real sexy.
Because I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, fine. We got to get some boobs out there, fine. And they were sexy, cool, taking their shirts off, great.
Yeah.
And then once they started taking their skin off, I was like, guys, this isn't hot anymore. Like, this is just fucking weird. We realize that, right?
It just creeped every single man that wants to see boobs.
Yes. And I'm like, fine. If we're in a movie and there's a naked woman, good for you, girl. Fine. Whatever. But then, like,
the skin ripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, so easily peeled off their body.
Like,
they unrolled it. And
it's like Velcro.
How did it stay on you in the first place? Was that easy to just take off?
If you rubbed up against somebody, it would just fall off.
My shoulder. Oh, let me get my arm back up here. Oh, man. I'm
going to reattach my skin.
My ankle is disconnected from my foot. I got to fix this. Like, what?
Does it, like, regenerate? Like, how does it get back on?
And it seems like a pain in the ass trying to get, like, back on. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God.
How?
I don't know. Is it like a pair of pants? Or is it like, pieced together?
But then what if it's also, like, pantyhose? And it can, like, rip. Like, it's so thin.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't tear it.
Your epidermis needs to be a little bit more than pantyhose. Please. Please.
No ripping.
No ripping. At least the tights are the ones that are better.
Why am I a little thicker?
A little bit thicker.
Little thicker. God.
Okay.
Well, thankfully that fucking scene is over because I just don't understand what happened there.
We don't. But now it says earlier.
Earlier. Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that
means. Circle back.
Okay.
Cool.
We meet a new set of friends who are walking up to a house that is not lit.
Uh-huh.
There are vines growing all over it. And I said, why? Why would you choose this house if this entire city basically has their lights on?
They love Halloween.
Wanting you to walk up to their house.
Definitely picked a haunted looking one.
You picked that one.
Yeah.
That seems like the right choice.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Sure wasn't.
So they knock on the door. They hear like a ton of locks that are unlocking.
I'm like, there's 18 fucking locks on this door. I can't.
I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So the door opens. It's dark inside.
We hear wheezing.
Yeah.
So much wheezing. Someone get this guy an inhaler. I can't.
And there's wind. There's wind coming out of the house.
Yeah. These kids, we see them and their hair is blowing.
I know.
Like, what? Is there like an industrial fucking fan in the foyer of this house?
I think so.
I think so.
We see some glowing eyes.
Sure do.
Coming from the house. Some snarling.
Yeah.
And then this thing, because we don't know what it is, this thing jumps out and like
charges
at them.
Yeah.
It's a dog.
Yeah, I mean we assume, but these kids are like, wah, they run away.
Yeah.
And then we see that it's Brian Cox, the neighbor, and it's his like cute little dog that he puts this like weird mask and like sweater
with glowing
on.
Eyes.
And the mask has glowing eyes, and he's like, good job, and like praising his dog for like chasing these kids off his property.
Yeah.
Like, just don't answer your door on Halloween.
Right.
Keep those 18 locks bolted. Don't answer the door.
You didn't have to answer the door.
No.
That was a lot of work to unlock all those locks. I didn't like that.
It was a huge charade for like nothing.
It was
so stupid. Whatever.
I don't know. And this is where in my notes too that I have that he's real wheezy.
Yeah. I'm like, I think Brian Cox needs a doctor.
I do. He needs some medical assistance.
Every time he moves, he's like wheezing. He can't breathe.
Right.
And I'm like, he needs an inhaler or something. Get him an oxygen tank. I don't know what it is, but his entire house is rough looking too.
Oh, yeah.
It looks dark and dirty and dilapidated.
I don't think there's any lights.
There's no, it's just the fireplace lighting up the house.
Yeah, basically.
It's really sad and super dirty looking.
Well,
speaking
of the fireplace.
Yeah.
He's burning a few pictures.
Yeah, we don't see what they are, but we see him throwing pictures in the fireplace.
Yeah, which is weird. Would
you
not just throw them in the
trash?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and it's all no. Ask later.
So he sits down, watches TV, drinks. I mean, what else would you do on a Halloween night?
He, like, takes a bite of candy and then, like, bleh, and spits it out and then, like, washes it down with a whole bottle of whiskey.
I don't know.
Okay, cool. I mean, you do you, dude. But definitely see a doctor.
And don't spit out chocolate. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Unless it's your neighbor's chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Then don't eat it. Don't eat it. So the dog starts barking at something in the house.
Yep.
We hear the gate at the front of this house, like, swinging.
Yeah.
And there's some laughing. He's been egged.
Yeah. He's looking out the window and, like, an egg, like, hits his window and he goes, "Wah!" And then, oh my God, you know I fucking hate this in movies when there's kids giggling and running.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hate it. He doesn't see anything.
No.
The egg crashes and all we hear is, like, a kid start giggling and we hear fucking footsteps.
Yeah.
You know I gotta hate that.
Well, he grabs a baseball bat out of a closet.
Convenient, yeah.
He goes outside.
Yeah.
And this was the same time when Steven had thrown the finger over the fence and the dog was, like, making a ruckus.
Yeah.
So the man goes out of the house.
Yeah, and
the
two of the letters, not the right order.
They were switching and I missed a letter. Okay. And the dog is barking at something at the front door.
Yeah.
Then when he goes out, there are, like, pumpkins all over his yard.
Yeah.
Like jack-o'-lanterns.
Hundreds of jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay. Yeah. Weird, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the dog is still barking and now it's something upstairs.
Yeah. So the dog is just, like, barking in different locations of this house.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Brian Cox opens a door and sees all these jack-o'-lanterns, he's like, the fuck? And he closes it and locks all, like, 18 fucking locks again. And he turns and sees the dog at the base of the stairs just barking upstairs. And then we hear the fucking running footsteps and giggling again upstairs in his house.
Stop, I don't like that.
I hate it. I completely hate it.
So the dog runs up, still barking, as the man, like, loads a shotgun.
Yeah. Another weapon conveniently located for him.
He tries to turn the lights on that are upstairs, but it ends up blowing out. And then we see something, like, run across the hallway.
Oh, God. Nope.
So he makes it to the top of the stairs, walks down one of the hallways and into his bedroom.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a jack-o'-lantern bursts into flames. And we see red writing all over the walls and the ceiling that says the trick-or-treat rhyme.
Yeah.
Like, in the different words and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, all just kind of written in small and large letters or whatever.
All over. It's creepy as shit.
So something stabs him in the leg from underneath the bed.
Yeah.
And then we see the small burlap voodoo-looking pumpkin boy pop up from, like, the other side
of the bed. Yeah.
And he just walks over to him slowly, like, around the bed over to the neighbor that's on the ground.
Brian Cox. And then Brian Cox tries to, like, grab his gun to shoot him. But the kid, like, the weird, like, pumpkin kid vanishes and he shoots the jack-o'-lantern that's on fire in the corner. I'm like, okay. So then he gets up and tries to, like, chase him. But now his entire stairs are covered with, like, candy and broken glass and razor blades.
Yeah.
So he, like, falls down the stairs and lands in all this, like, sharp stuff.
He's bloody.
His hands are torn to shit. He's, like, all cut up from all this crap. And I'm like, how did this kid have this much time to put a pumpkin on fire in his room?
Maybe he has assistance.
He goes, yeah, and stabs him in the calf.
Right.
He avoids getting shot by a shotgun, but then also pours, I mean, like, all over the stairs, candy, glass, and razors.
When
did he have time?
How did you not hear it?
I don't know. Like, he got up pretty quickly to chase him, and now the, like, stairs are covered in shit.
So many questions.
I don't understand. There's so much happening.
Well, he's at the bottom of the stairs now.
Yeah, trying to escape, but he can't because he's crawling all over broken glass and razors.
Right, he's trying
to ruin the candy completely.
Like, damn it. It's the only important part of this entire movie. So he gets to the front door of his multi-locked front door.
Yeah, he can't unlock them because he can barely close his hand.
Right. His hands are all cut up. So then this small burlap voodoo-looking pumpkin boy, like, starts crawling on the ceiling.
He's on the fucking ceiling now.
So he climbs on ceilings now?
He's all over the goddamn place.
I guess. He has, like, suction cups.
It's like a damn spider up there. And he's, like, scurrying. And you know I fucking hate that. And then Brian Cox looks up and he's just, like, jumps on him.
Yeah, he does.
And they're, like, wrestling each other. And then Brian Cox tries to grab his gun. This pumpkin is all of a sudden a bitey bitch somehow. Because while they're wrestling, his, like, burlap sack got ripped on his face.
I think he ripped his face.
Brian Cox did.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, a bitey bitch and, like, bites his calf. And I'm like, I just, what? There's just so much happening. I just don't get it.
I don't know.
And he, like, kicks him off.
Yeah, he kicks him off.
And this is when he's, like, banging on the window for his neighbor to be like, help me. And then the neighbor's like, screw you, whatever. And that's what attacks him is this weird voodoo pumpkin kid.
Oh, my gosh.
So much.
It's a lot.
So much is happening. So
So he calls the police and...
Because he shoots him.
Because he shoots him.
So after the pumpkin guy attacks him, he manages to get his shotgun and like shoots him. He shoots him twice to like try to make sure he's dead. But each time he like... Kind of like explodes and there's like pumpkin guts. It's like the seeds and like the gross stuff.
Yeah. They're really stringy stuff.
Yeah. So that you just can't quite get out all the way.
Right. Like, so he's like leaning up against the door.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like still.
Yeah. And then Brian Cox tries to like go over to, of course, it's a fucking rotary phone. He doesn't have a goddamn regular dial, but nothing.
What?
Rotary phone.
What year is this? 2009?
And insane. He's a rotary phone. He's like 9-1. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I love that.
He won again. And then he calls the cops and they put him on fucking hold.
Of course they do.
And then once they come back, the phone disconnects. Of course it does.
Because I was thinking, well, maybe the pumpkin boy like cut the cord or something.
No, it's worse than that.
No. So he gets stabbed by a razor blade in the foot by this small burlap voodoo doo pumpkin boy hand.
Yeah, it's
that he
like
shot
the
off.
Thing from the thing. Adam's Family.
Correct.
Because it's just disconnected from the pumpkin kid's body, but it's fully crawling across the floor.
Yes, it is.
Like Thing.
Yes.
And it grabs a razor and stabs him. So when Brian Cox is like, "Lah," and kicks it off, and he sees the hand crawling around and he goes,
"You gotta be fucking kidding me.
You've gotta be fucking kidding me." When he's like the fair part of that movie. It's just crawling around his floor.
He was thinking it exact same time that I was thinking it.
Yes.
I'm like, this is what
I'm
is
like,
happening.
What in the actual fuck? Why is there a hand?
I don't know.
But he's trying to get more ammo and he realizes his gun is out of ammo and he sees the hand like crawl back to the pumpkin kid and like reattach like no big deal.
How does that happen?
I guess all the weird like pumpkin guts just like sewed itself back up.
It's magic.
We're back together.
Well, the man freaks out and the boy puts back on this burlap head thing because he looked like an alien to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it got like blown off of him. And it was like, I think supposed to be a pumpkin, but definitely didn't look like
it. It looked like a straight up alien.
But it also like a weird like chompy mouth.
Big old eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he puts his burlap sack back on.
What big eyes you have. So he takes a bite out of like this sucker that he's got.
It's this big ass like lollipop.
It's like 5 inches in diameter.
Chomps it to make it a fucking sharp weapon.
Yeah.
It's now a weapon?
It's a weapon.
Okay.
Okay. He attempts to stab the guy.
Yeah.
But it gets stuck on like a candy bar that's like laying on his chest, which is weird.
So did Brian Cox like put that there to like deflect the lollipop from stabbing him? And out loud, that sounds fucking ridiculous.
But no, I don't think he did because he
like
didn't move.
It was just perfectly laying there?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh.
And the kid was like satisfied, like, oh, cool. I've been wanting chocolate. I'm stuck with this terrible fucking lollipop.
Right. He just walks out the fucking door.
He just takes the candy and he leaves. What?
I don't.
If all you had to do was give this kid fucking chocolate to not attack you and put razor blades all over your stairs, it's going to be avoided a while ago.
Stephanie, are you the voodoo pumpkin boy? Are you?
I'm like, chocolate? Okay. I'm so much happier now.
I feel like I know what's happening.
Maybe
now.
He just had like a low sugar level and he was hangry and he's like, ooh.
He's like, chocolate.
So he just like, I just can't get over the fact that like that chocolate's like perfectly placed on his chest and it's like deflect the weird weapon lollipop right. And the kid's satisfied with it. Okay. I have a really hard time with it. But then, like, the weird voodoo kid is, like, walking toward the front door. Some powers throw the door open.
Oh, yeah.
He leaves, and then it violently closes it again.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I have news alert. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Attention! Attention! Shut the fuck up! There's an alert!
We see a picture in the fireplace of the bus driver with all the kids of the school bus. This guy's the bus driver!
Yes, and when he's dialing 911, we see that gross pinky ring again.
Yes!
Okay, here's my question about that.
Okay.
So it's been 30 years since his accident.
Yeah.
How does he have this many pictures? Is it like a tradition that every Halloween he like burns pictures of this incident? Like, how is it 30 years later he's burning pictures still?
I have no idea. And how? I have a question.
Yes.
How do people not know that it's him?
Because I don't know. They would have to.
He's still living in the same town of this where this massacre happened.
And if he's been living there for 30 years. He clearly looked the same for quite a while.
Hmm. Oh, unless the parents. Because they paid him, so they're like, I'm not saying nothing.
You can live here, it's fine. We don't know anything about it.
How weird is that?
The whole thing is weird.
Was he, Okay.
And I just don't understand, like, how many pictures does he have?
I don't know why you have pictures.
Because he was burning a bunch of them.
Why do you have these pictures of these kids?
What's it, like, a weird 30-year anniversary? He's like, I should get these pictures by now.
I don't know why you have pictures of kids.
But also, like, I didn't get the vibe that, like, necessarily that the parents were, like, unless the parents were, like, paying him to, like, kill the kids, but he wasn't supposed to be, like, in the bus. But, like, it didn't seem to, like, go the way it was supposed to. But if the end goal was to, like, kill the kids, and, like, I don't understand
but
what
it's
was
his,
happening.
But it's his fucking bus. It's his bus. It's his responsibility.
Right. Because when the kid drove the bus off the cliff, he was like, not this plan. But I'm like, well, what were you going to do? Chaining them to the bus. Wasn't that the plan the whole time? Was he supposed to be the driver? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't understand. But I guess the moral of the story is always have chocolate on you because a chocolate bar can save your life. That's the moral,
if
right?
If you didn't get anything else out of this movie, that's the one thing you should keep.
Chocolate bar can save your life. or the opposite next door, because clearly that guy's poisoning and putting razor blades in him.
Just check your candy.
It's fine. CVS and Walgreens, I'm sure, are safe. It's fine.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
You'll be thinking about it next time you get a candy bar. Okay, so now we see some trick-or-treaters come to the neighbor's door.
Oh, yeah. On-screen text says later.
Oh, later. Sorry. I forgot about that.
No, it was earlier, but now it's later.
Oh, my God. I can't. Okay. So he answers the door. He's all bandaged up. Uh-huh. He's got, like, one on his head. He's got, like, an arm in a sling. Uh-huh. He hands out candy to these kids. And then he walked out to see the small burlap voodoo-looking pumpkin boy standing by a tree at the road staring at his house.
Yeah.
And then we see the beginning scene of the movie when Emma got killed.
Yeah.
So we're going through that whole entire thing. The neighbor just looks and just walks back in. Like, he's about to be killed by this voodoo pumpkin boy.
Yeah.
I
think the voodoo pumpkin boy attacked him already. And then his next target was the people across the street.
Right. But why didn't he stop? Because he got attacked by the voodoo thing. Yeah. So why wouldn't he have said anything?
Because the voodoo guy was content with not fucking with Brian Cox. So he's like, fuck my neighbors. I guess they're the next ones that get dead. As long as I don't get dead, it don't matter.
That's true. Because he killed kids. Because
he saw them, like, the girl across the street who hated Halloween. He saw the Stephanie in the situation put out the fucking jack-o'-lantern. And then the voodoo kid was like, oh, that's my next target. And Brian Cox was like, door closed.
Bye.
Not my problem. Bye.
So we hear another knock on a neighbor's door,
and this
badly worn looking group of kids that are dressed in Halloween costumes that were on the school bus.
Yeah, but I don't think they're in costumes. I think it's really them.
No, it's them. It's definitely them.
It's all the kids that had the paper mache masks that died in the school bus that he was driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a scream, and then that's it.
And there's some pretty fun music. There's just so much that happens that I don't know how to handle.
I don't know how to handle it either. I don't know what I just watched.
It was fun.
I mean, it is what it is.
100%.
It was not scary.
No, not at all. If I could do it, shit.
It was entertaining.
Absolutely. I at no point was uncomfortable watching it, but I did have a whole lot of fucking questions.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So what are we watching next week?
Next week, we are watching The Babadook.
We've gotten a lot of good reviews on this.
I know. Okay, since day one of our show, we were putting stuff on Instagram about, like, recommend movies for us, recommend movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Babadook has always been something that people have been asking us to watch.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm reluctant, but I guess it's on our list.
I mean, if everybody else is watching it, we should too.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Yes, please. Mm-mm.
It says, a single mother and her child fall into a deep well of paranoia when an eerie children's book titled Mr. Babadook manifests in their home.
Hmm. Okay.
I guess we'll see.
I guess we're going to see what Mr. Babadook is.
It sounds paranormal, so I think it's already starting off on a bad foot for you.
Well, you know. I'm not going to think anything about it.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to give it as if you were going to rate it based off of that.
No.
That's where I thought you were going. And I'm
No, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I'm going to go in with an open mind.
Yes.
Because
we have seen paranormal ones that you were okay with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe?
I mean,
probably not.
The chances are pretty low.
Yeah.
But I mean,
not everything could be The Conjuring.
But you know, right.
Uh-huh.
I love The Conjuring.
Oh, God, it was so fucking creepy.
It was a good one. Can the Babadook stand up to it? I'm not sure.
I'm gonna say probably no.
Probably not.
Because, I mean, we've watched a good amount of paranormal ones and none of them have so far.
No.
Except for Hereditary. Fuck that
movie. Oh, man. That was a good one.
That movie still... Okay, I think that of the movies we watched, that's probably the one that, like, sticks. In my head, yes, if someone's like, what's the scary movie you watched so far?
Hereditary.
Hands down.
And you know what? I think I'm gonna go with you on that one.
It's so... I mean, because ultimately, like, it's a great fucking movie,
yeah,
too.
It's a good movie. It's well made. Everything
about... Yes, yeah. And it's so fucking creepy.
Yeah, it is.
And that bitch is... I can't.
Mm-mm. Mine was the saw on the neck.
It's so funny that didn't bother me as much as her being upside down on the ceiling, smashing her own head in the attic. Like that, no. How? Scientifically possible, I can't do it. I can't. No. Still lingers in my brain as a memory that I can never get rid of.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
So I think we're setting the Babadook up pretty low already.
I know.
Sorry, Babadook. Mm. We'll see.
I mean, we're going to watch in a couple days, so we'll forget about this whole thing that we're talking about right now anyways. Yeah.
And then
we're going to give it the benefit of the doubt. We're gonna watch it.
I am for sure, because I have no idea what to expect from it.
No.
And I'm just already scared that some people have recommended it. It's kind of a good movie. That's what's freaking me out.
I know.
Okay.
Maybe it will be. Who knows?
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
So a couple reminders, guys. TipsyPod.com. Everything you need to know on TipsyPod.com. You can check out merch on there. Check out all our social media. Facebook,
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube.
Yes.
I did it.
You did it. Good job.
You know what?
You should see her face. She's so proud of herself right now.
I've been practicing.
Do you like get ready for bed night and you're like, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube.
Because I always forget about Twitter. For some reason, I can't remember Twitter.
Facebook, I just like picture you putting on makeup in the morning and you're like, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. And then you're like, nailed it.
Yes. Stephanie will be so proud.
I am. Great job. And of course, check out our Patreon. There's all types of goodies on there. You don't want to miss out on being part of the Patreon. Check it out.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Sorry. Didn't mean it gets so aggressive.
So aggressive. So fast. But seriously. Check it out. And then watch Babadook and we will see you guys next week.
Okay.
Happy Halloween. Bye. A woman who loathes the night has to contend with her... what the fuck?
There's like 2x4s nailed together in like this cross form.
Yeah.
And they have like sheets draped over the top of them to look like goats. Ghosts?
Ghosts.
Goats?
Goats. That's an impressive 2x4 and sheet combination.
Ghosts.
And the goat is barking?
The dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't spell that right.
Nope. I've done too much reading today. Words don't make sense in my brain.
My throat is starting to hurt.
Me too. I've done so much shouting. Oh my throat is dry.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this?
On the shelf.
If it's in a word or it's in a look, you can't get rid of the Babadook. A rumbling sound, then 3 sharp knocks.
Ba-ba-ba-duk, duk, duk.
That's when you'll know he's around. You'll see him if you look. Nothing bad's gonna happen, Sam.
Did he think that about my dad before he died?
He sees things as they are, that one.
I promised to protect you if he promised to protect me.
Oh, my God. Did he hurt anyone?
The boy has significant behavioral problems.
This monster thing has got to stop, all right? It's just a book. It can't hurt you. Stalking me and my child.
You can't get rid of the Babadook.
You can bring me the boy. You can bring me.